So this is the day that the church remembers the baptism of Jesus, and therefore also the day that we think particularly about baptism itself. So do you remember your baptism? Perhaps some of you were baptized at the age of 12 or 18 or 20 or 34, but many of us were baptized as infants. So I don't remember mine. I was 4 months old. But I know the story. I've seen the pictures. I know my parents brought me to church to be baptized, and they promised to show their own faith to me as I grew, so that I might be able to claim a faith like theirs for myself when I was older. And not only did they make that promise, but the people of the church promised also to support me in my living, as we promised to support any child, any infant, in their living by living out our faith so that they too may grow to have faith. Well, the preacher during my baptism was my grandfather, and I wore the family baptismal gown, which was made for my great-grandfather in the 1860s. I think it dragged the floor. You know those old gowns? It just went way down. So that's my baptism story. But I also know the story of Martin Luther. It is said that every morning as he got up, Martin Luther would put his hand on his head where the water of baptism once soaked through his hair, and he would say, "I am baptized." Did he say it thoughtfully, joyfully, somberly, quizzically? I don't know. But he did it as a reminder to himself of the variety of truths about baptism. For among the truths about baptism is this first one, that baptism is the gift of God. It is not something we have earned. And baptism is a gift of God that marks us with the love of God, perhaps even before we can quite understand it ourselves. I'm sure that at 4 months old, while I could never have understood about the love of God, I certainly knew what it was to be surrounded by the love of my parents and family. So Martin Luther also wanted to remind himself that our baptism cleanses us from sin and helps us begin our life fresh and new, no matter what age we are. That means that you and I can begin our life anew every day, because we have been baptized. Every day is a fresh start. We have been forgiven. But also we know that our baptism in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit gives us a measure of God's own Spirit. And God's own Spirit is the gift that equips us for whatever God calls us to be and to do in our living. There's a saying that I sometimes use, and you have perhaps heard it, if not from me, but from others, and it is that God doesn't call the equipped. God equips the called. That's the Holy Spirit at baptism. God equips the called. By the way, in some traditions, and it is actually true here, the baptismal bowl is part of an eight-sided stand. Think about that, eight sides. Baptism was traditionally understood to be the eighth day. Now remember, the first 7 days symbolize creation, God's gift of creation. But baptism represents the new creation in Christ, the beginning of the next week, the beginning of a new start. In the wedding service, there is an option for the bride and groom to answer this question. It's not a question often used, but think about how powerful it could be. It would be, "Susan, Mark, in your baptism, you have been called to union with Christ and the church. In your baptism, You have been called to union with Christ in your church. Do you intend to honor this calling through the covenant of marriage? Very interesting question. And with that question, we are invited to see that how we choose to live is a reflection, and often, I hope, a conscious reflection of ourselves as baptized children of God. Well, I don't know about you, but I will say for myself that 2017 was one of the years when I was grateful to have been able to say with Martin Luther, I am baptized. For it was a year filled with changes in our nation and in the world, in weather and in human events, that left me to struggle with thoughts about who I am and what I hope for and what I pray for. So the struggles in our lives, in our nation, in the world, have included fires, especially some out in California, where these pictures come from. Hurricanes, like the one we went through right here in Florida. Extreme heat and cold, like the current snowstorms in the Northeast, where it was 4 below this morning where my daughter lives. There have continued to be shootings and continued realities of hunger and terror in our communities and our world. So we know that we are vulnerable. Human beings, vulnerable, and we, not nearly as much as so many in our world. You see, there are moments in our lives when we have to dig sort of deep to find a grounding and a peace. And I think baptism, for me, helps me find that grounding and that peace. Baptism helps me because in baptism we have been called to union with Christ and the church. What did Christ do but give his life for us, for the church? And what am I called to do but to give of myself in the same way, wherever God may call me? When I do a baptism, I often use that occasion to speak with the children about baptism and about water. Sometimes I ask the children about ways we use water, and typical answers from children are what you might think. Washing, we use water to wash, or to drink, we drink water, or watering plants and flowers. Those are wonderful images about the water of baptism. Because after all, baptism's water washes us clean. Clean of the sin that makes life messy and out of control. And baptism's water refreshes us when we are emptied, when we are dried up, worn down by life's trials. Baptism's water gives us what we need for growth and for bearing fruit. Once a child surprised me. He told me that water holds you up. I wasn't sure what that meant. Water holds you up? He explained, when you float in a pool or at the beach, one use of water is to hold you up so you can float. Well, sure enough, I really like thinking of the water of baptism holding us up, especially of baptism holding us up when challenges and sorrows and trials drag us down. That's part of what baptism is and does for us. A friend of mine worked at the Bethel Mission, and he told the story of a member of the staff, I think she was a member of the kitchen staff, whose husband died unexpectedly, and whose father died, and whose brother also passed during one period of time. And she told Evan Jorn, my friend, that she could no longer pray. And he said, "That's all right, Maria, because the rest of us will be praying for you until you can pray again yourself." You see, our prayers are like baptism. Sometimes they hold us up. Our prayers may be holding up others. That's what we do for one another sometimes. So we read today how Jesus was baptized. In Jesus, we are invited to be baptized also. And I hope that you can say, "I am baptized," and that you can find the comfort and purpose in your baptism that I do at times, a reminder of who we are and a reminder of whose we are. Because we are not our own people, we are the people of God. After all, as baptized people, we become part of the family of Christ, and we are called to live for Christ's purposes, and that is an amazing thing. So celebrate your baptism, my friends. Celebrate it. And if you have never been baptized, let's talk. You can be baptized right here in the sanctuary of Hope Presbyterian Church, surrounded by the men and women and children who can be your brothers and sisters in Christ. Baptism can cleanse you and refresh you and nourish you and hold you up for all that life brings. Let us pray.